o'clock at H.H. Chapman Stadium on campus, University of Tulsa. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. Union leads 29-7 over Norman North here at the half of the 6A1 state championship game. By the way, the last we heard, it was 29-14, Lawton leading Bixby in the 6A2 state championship game. And, Zach, as we look through these stats, one thing jumps really, really out at me. This Norman North team, as we said coming into this game, averages 543 yards of offense. Tonight, at this point, right now, they have 40.
Yeah, we said that defense had to play well, and so far tonight, they've played extremely well, especially up front.
So here's how it looks. Marquardt has thrown an 11 of 16 for 61 yards and a touchdown. He also had a fumble right there in a backwards pass. Marquardt has run it three times for minus 21 on sacks. Alexander has run the ball two times for a total of 0 yards. Simmons has made two catches for 6 yards. Stoops only one catch for 4 yards. Stoops comes into this game at 123 yards per. He has 4 yards at the half. Klein, two catches for 31. Alexander, 2 for 9. And McClellan, 2 for 16. Total yards, 40 for Norman North. One penalty for 5 yards. They're 2 of 6 on third down, and they've turned it over twice. You look at Union tonight. They've passed it for 129 yards. They've rushed it for 136, 265. That's a good total. They'd like to run it more, but that's balance.
It's well done on the field, and they've done a really good job tonight, which I think they've really opened up the passing offense. We really haven't seen some we've seen some games tonight that really are this season that really they kind of struggled in the offensive passing, but tonight it's been balanced, and they really attacked through the air.
They're 3 of 8 on third down, 1 of 2 on fourth down. Shamari's carried 17 times for 126 yards. Brown, 1 for 3, and Wilson, 1 for 8. Moore has 3 catches for 29 yards and a score. Brown, 2 catches for 61 and a score. Richardson, 2 for 31 and a score. And we got a score right down on the field from Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, Bill Blankenship's Fayetteville Bulldogs are up 20-13 at the half.
All right, that's terrific. Let's keep a watch on that Lawton and Bixby score as well, since they're actually in this state. All right, so Union will actually kick it off to start the second half here, leading by a score of 29-7. Noah Rauschenberg will kick left to right. Norman North back to receive once again, and again, Stoops is back along with Jay Bob. Stoops will be set up near the 7-yard line, far side from us. Again, Noah's kicking left to right. Back judge is ready. He's going to run off the field. That is Jackson Stone. Now they're waiting for the down markers weren't set. The down guys, the crew that, I guess they were frozen or something. They're doing the down markers. They're just now meandering down to the other side. When I say meandering,
they're still getting the coffee, hot chocolate.
That is a meander, too. Noah gets to the ball and kicks that thing off. Now it's going to be taken by Drake Stoops at the 5, to the 10, 15-yard line, cuts to his left, 20, 25, got some room at the 30. He's going to be knocked down from behind at the 33-yard line. Raphael Williams was the guy who did it. The flag is down as well, about the 32-yard line, which is traditional. If there's going to be a return, there's going to be a flag.
Well, it's so easy to hold on a kick return there.
Or blocking a guy in the back or any of those kinds of things. So this will more than likely go against Norman North and will take them backwards from the 32-yard line, depending on where the spot was. This is a hold. Coach Barnes doesn't like it as he throws both hands in the air. But I've never seen a coach who ever liked a penalty against his team. They missed a pretty serious clip right at the end on Raphael Williams, or on the guy trying to block Roth Williams as well. So they'll take the ball back to the 22-yard line, and that's where Norman North will start, first and 10, trailing 29-7.
I think that was the one they called there. It was on Ralphie, and instead of being a holding or a block in the back, he just called holding.
Simmons will come out as the running back. Three receivers to the right side, all three of those. One of those is Drake Stoops. One is Klein. And, of course, one of them is the big guy, Charlie Kohler. And his shotgun is Marquardt. Marquardt straight back to pass, throws quickly to his left side to Simmons, caught at the 25 to the 30s, across the 35, and has a first down. He'll take him out of bounds at the 36. JT McLeod makes the catch, but that almost doubles Norman North's offense. They get 16 yards on first down.
Well, they just throw a quick out to Simmons. They go trips right and throw to the one receiver on this side. And they did a lot of that in the first game. They threw to the receiver out of the back, or the running back out of the backfield that way.
They'll switch out. Now Dalen Alexander will come back in. It's first and 10. Norman North at their own 36-yard line, just underway second half. Greg Stoops comes left side. Two receivers right. Kohler, the inside man. Marquardt has the snap and straight back. Here comes the pressure. Marquardt throws middle of the field, and it's caught right about the 42-yard line. That was Mitchell Ross who made the catch. taken down immediately by Jordan Starks, but that's good for seven. We'll call it second down and three, ball at the 43-yard line.
Starks was on him, but that's just a nice hookup. They just run a little hook to the middle of the field and just sat down. So they haven't really attacked downfield, but they want to get their offense running. They're just doing a little run and shoot here.
Let's get to tell you that Marquardt, who has 4,273 yards and has completed 70% of his passes coming in, as an Ohio State commit. Second down and three for Norman North at their own 43-yard line. Simmons in the backfield. Marquardt now is going to fake it and run it up the middle himself. The quarterback draw will get the first down as he goes across the 45 to the 46. Big Lee Barnes holding on. Darius Thornton holding on. Jordan Kelly there as well. Got to move the chains, though, and this Norman North team has settled themselves offensively and got themselves on a roll.
And they've kind of sped up their offense. They kind of hit the gas here a little bit. They've not taken near as much time between plays to try to make it something happen.
Jordan Kelly moves to the nose. Asa Carter comes in the defensive end position. 10:55 to play, third period, 29-7 Union. First and 10, Norman North at their own 46. Alexander, the up back, here comes the pressure. Back to throw is Marquardt going to the middle of the field, and that's going to be incomplete. He was trying to go to Stoops. He got tangled up with JT McLeod. Both guys went down. Norman North fans wanted an interference, and I'm not sure that they might not be right on that, but there's no flag forthcoming, and it'll be second and 10.
Well, there was some contact downfield for sure, and I think, McLeod was trying to keep him on the outside. Stoops was trying to run a post, but I don't know if he was running a post or a go route. Either way, he ran into it to try to create contact, and I think it's a good no call.
Second down and 10, Norman North against their 46-yard line. Two receivers right. Out there is Kohler and Stoops. They're going to hand off inside. That ball is going to go to the 50-yard line as Dalen Alexander got about four. Taken down by Raphael Williams, and now third down and a long five coming up for Norman North.
Yeah, this is a pressure down for them. They really have to convert. So I think Union really just pins their ears back and goes and gets them. And, they're going to try to throw something here. They haven't seen Kohler to the outside or Stoops to the middle. And those are the two killer routes they had last time, is a post to Stoops or a Kohler and out route.
Alexander is the single setback. It's going to be third down and six from the 50. They need Union's 44 for the first down. Norman North trailing 29-7. Back is Marquardt. Now he's going to have to hurry. He's got a lot of room. Marquardt throws, and that ball is complete at the 40-yard line. Kohler makes the catch. Fields makes the tackle, but that's going to be good for the first down. They needed seven. They got 10. First down, Norman North, just outside Union's 40.
And just enough for that first down. Kohler comes down with a big third down conversion, what he did that first time. And again, that's that out route. He just is a delayed out where they run the outside guy down the field, and then he runs the out route underneath it. And it's just a tough play to cover.
And Marquardt did a nice job of buying himself a little bit of time.
Yeah, he created that one. He gave himself extra time.
10 minutes now to play in this third period. Norman North has had the ball since the period began. Marquardt brings him up quickly with Alexander, his setback. Two receivers to the left. One of those is Klein. The other is Kohler. They're going to hand off this side. It's going to be Alexander bursting forward for about five. Jordan Starks on the tackle. But now the run game starting to work a little for Norman North. They'll have second down and five just outside Union's 35.
Yeah, not a whole lot of it, but just enough to keep them mixing.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Again, Alexander the running back. Marquardt the quarterback. He's going to turn and hand to him again. Alexander has nowhere to go this time, but he does buck forward for about a yard. He skipped past one tackle. Lee Barnes was able to get him at the 40 or the 35. And so now a big third down and five coming up for the Norman North Timberwolves, trailing 29-7 with 9:14 to play, third period.
Yeah, Kyrie had him out there dead to rights to make a tackle for none, behind the line of scrimmage or a gain of nothing. And he slipped him, maybe gained just about one.
They're going to hurry to the line of scrimmage. Stoops to the right. Kohler to the left along with Klein. Marquardt in the shotgun. Alexander a setback. They're going to turn, fake. Rolling to his left is Marquardt, firing, and that ball is complete. Kohler out in the open at the 20. Kohler to the 15. He's going to score 10-5 touchdown. Charlie Kohler into the end zone for Norman North, and just like that, it's 29-13. Impressive first drive for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, there's Kohler. That's that out route. They love to run to him to the outside. It looks like they had a little mix-up in coverage. Ralphie turned around looking like someone else was supposed to be behind him covering Kohler, and there was nobody around him.
Kohler made one catch and one move to the inside. A couple of good blockers out there. And now here we go. Jackson Wilhite will be on to try to add the extra point. Teams are all set. Holder looks back. There's the snap. It's low. Now he picks it up off the ground. He's going to have to run with it on the run and taken down at the 15-yard line. I think that was supposed to be a regular kick, but the snap was low, and the holder took off with it, and it doesn't matter. It won't count. 8:48 to play, third period. It remains 29-13 Union. Redskins get it next on KRMG.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Tulsa Ballet's The Nutcracker will fill your holidays with wonder and delight. Audiences young and old will love this spectacular performance that brings to life a magical world where toy soldiers battle mischievous mice and snowflakes dance. Treat your family to the holiday tradition of The Nutcracker, December 10th through the 23rd at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at only $25. Buy now at TulsaBallet.org. The Nutcracker, December 10th through the 23rd at Tulsa's PAC. Buy now.
A nine-play, 78-yard drive takes 3 minutes, 7 seconds. Charlie Kohler's 35-yard touchdown catch for Marquardt. The extra point, no good. And with 8:48 to play, third period here in the 6A1 state championship game, Union leads 29-13 over Norman North. Norman North set to kick off, and they've onside kick every time, and they set up. Look like they're going to do the same thing again. Norman North kicking from right to left. Ball from their 40-yard line. Jackson Wilhite is the guy set up there to kick. Looking to the sidelines, gets the call. Now they are going to kick it, but it's going to go to the other side. The ball's going to bounce out of bounds around the 40-yard line, and that will put it at the 35-yard line for Union. And what Norman North does is they have both kickers, pardon me, right near the field or the ball. They look for signals and decide which one's going to kick to which side. They onside kick every time. This one out of bounds. Union takes it to the 35.
Yeah, I think that's a pre-snap read or a sideline call. They just look how they're set up from the press box and say, hey, kick here or there. And they've got an interesting call. They kick it a long onside, and it takes it a really high bounce, a pretty provocative bounce, but that one went out of bounds.
That's the second time that it's not been touched by Union. You've got to be able to
precarious.
Get over and get that ball.
Yeah, and no one was there to field it. They let it go out of bounds, which you never like to see.
Trey Brown here at the receiver spot on the right side. First and 10 Union at their own. They're going to mark it at the – why'd they mark it at the 37? Okay, went out of bounds at 37, should be at the 35. They're going to throw it quickly left side to C.J. Moore. He makes the catch at the 40, goes across that near the 43-yard line, and there's Shamari Brooks out there making a tackle. Christian Flannery made the stop, but that's good for 5 yards. It'll be second and five.
Well, Shamari's got an engine that just continues to go. You like to see a guy that's got a high motor, and he continues to just go, 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 and make blocks and plays all over.
Now at the 43-yard line, their own 43, second and five. They're going to hand Shamari left side. He's going to cut up the field. He's going to get to the 45 and down inside or outside it, pardon me, to about the 46. That was tough sledding for about 2 yards, and it's going to be third down and three. Cole Mashburn on the tackle, and the Redskins need this first down, or they'll quickly give the ball back to the Timberwolves.
Yeah, they got to convert here, a third and three. They've got to take some of that pressure off and just get that ball down the field. The last couple times this offense has stalled out, they've got to put this one in the end zone.
18 seconds on the play clock from their own 45-yard line. Third and three Union. They need the 48 for the first down. Davenport in the shotgun. Shamari Brooks to his left. Fakes, throws quickly to his left side. The ball is dropped by C.J. Moore. C.J. had it in his hands. The ball was high. Christian Flannery hit him as it got there, but that's a catch 35 will normally make. He didn't. And it's fourth and three, and the Redskins have a big decision.
Well, it looks like they're going to contemplate that kick here, but they're going to kick it. I was hoping maybe they'd go for it just to say, let's go get it, but they're going to kick it away.
7:47 to go here in this third period. Union leading 29-13, but Norman North just crisply scored on their first drive. Now Union will go three and out. Been a couple of kind of questionable punts tonight from Farquhar. He needs to hit this one good. Standing at his 30, Drake Stoops to return around the 18. There's the snap. Farquhar gets the foot. There's a terrific kick. It's going to hit and roll. Going to be hit around the 15. Now it's at the 10. Now it's at the 5. And Stoops falls on it right there at the 5. It's a smart but dangerous play by Stoops, but a great kick by Farquhar. Backs up the Timberwolves, and they'll take it at their own 5-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, that was an interesting move there. If he doesn't catch that one, I think it takes another couple bounces inside the 5. So good job, but like you said, dangerous, because if he fumbles that one, they get it deep in their own territory. So, look. Score from the other side. Bixby just scored, so they're up 28-25 on Lawton.
Yeah, we've got a timeout here on the field. 29-13, Union leads. Norman North has it when we return here on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service. Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer. 46th Street, just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Back at H.A. Chapman Stadium, first and 10, Norman North at their own 5-yard line. Alexander single setback with Marquardt. Brandon Marquardt has been terrific tonight. Nice drive on the first drive of the second half for Norman North. They're going to have to hurry. Marquardt into the end zone. Here comes pressure. He's throwing deep right side. That ball for Kohler, and he cannot make the catch. Boy, Charlie Kohler almost made a circus catch. J.T. McLeod on the coverage. There is a flag on the near side that's thrown where you're normally going to get defensive holding. Maybe on Trey Brown on this near side as he and Drake Stoops were tied up.
Yeah, they've been battling it out. I wouldn't be surprised if that was on him.
But, boy, Kohler really almost made a circuit catch right there. This will likely be against Union and will be a first down for Norman North at their own 15-yard line. Get the call here from the referee, Marty Askins.
Holding.
The holding on the defense was declined, but there was a roughing the passer. Did not see the roughing the passer. That'll go for 15. And that'll take it all the way to the 20-yard line, and Norman North in business again. 7:31 to play third period. Union up 29-13, but Norman North, who scored on their first drive of the second half, comes out, gets the penalty here, and looks like they're back in a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, they avoid a laser there. I don't know. I didn't see that late hit on the quarterback or roughing the passer, but I guess that's enough for a big one.
So that'll put it at the 20-yard line. Marquardt brings him up quickly. Two receivers to his left. Kohler is one of those. Stoops is the other. Alexander, the running back. Now he shifts to the left. Marquardt fakes it. Now he's going to run himself, and he'll be taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Darius Thornton is the guy who got there. But Mark taking back to the 17-yard line, loss of 3, and it'll be second and 13, although quite honestly, that hasn't been much of a problem for North in the last drive and a half.
Yeah, they got to continue to put some pressure on back there and not let up, and that was a great job there by Thornton by getting inside there and making a secure tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Norman North not in a hurry here offensively, letting the clock run an awful lot. We're at 7 minutes now to go in the third period. Now they hurry to the line of scrimmage with four receivers. One setback. Marquardt in the shotgun. His guard moved, but he didn't call it. Now they do, and Union comes off the corner and blasts Marquardt. And that was Raphael Williams that hit him, but he didn't knock him down. And I don't think the whistle blew until right about the time he got there, so there'll be no flag on Union. But this will be on Norman North as their left guard jumped.
In NFL, that might be a penalty, but not in high school.
Well, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the chest.
They protect him a little higher, you know.
Yep. So that's going to be a false start on the left guard for Norman North. That'll be Dusty Berry. And that'll back that up to now around the 12-yard line. And it'll be second down and 20. And the North fans are upset, and I understand why, but Roth actually kind of pulled himself back, or he could hit him a little bit harder. Ended up really just kind of shoving him at the chest. So second and 20 now for Norman North at their own 13-yard line, trailing 29-13 with 6:52 to go here in this third period. Marquardt again in the shotgun, has the snap, straight back. Marquardt's going to run. He's got a lot of room as he gets upfield, and he's taken down by Thornton across the 20 around the 21-yard line. A little help from Asa Carter right there and Raphael Williams. So it's going to get about 11 back. They'll mark it at the 21, and it'll be third down and 9. And Union bringing in Landon Wood, Shamari Brooks, and once again, Darius Boone.
And CJ coming in from back here on the he was in the offensive huddle getting ready to go out after the punt, and he had to come in from deep.
So now there's almost nobody. I mean, they've got one defensive lineman in there, Jordan Kelly. Everybody else is a defensive end or a running back or a linebacker or that kind of thing. Third and 9, Norman North at their 21, need the 30. Marquardt back, fires to the right. That ball is incomplete. A brilliant play out there by Jordan Starks. Oh, my. Jordan Starks was blanketed on the receiver, Mitchell Ross. That's incomplete. It's fourth down and 9. And Norman North looks like they're going to think about it here, but this is a dangerous place to think.
That's way too deep in your territory to think about a fourth and nine. And great job by Starks to make that breakup. And I, you know, without a replay, I didn't see it again. But good defense. He was, like you said, blanketed. If it wasn't the penalty, it was great coverage.
So the end to kick it away is Norman North. Chance Callen is actually the guy back to kick, and Landon Wood standing back around his 40-yard line. 6:05 to play, third period. Would Norman North pull out another fake here? You never know. There's the snap. It's a good one. Callen gets a foot to it, but Landon's going to be able to field this thing and run with it. He's got a little room to his left. They're running a reverse. It's tossed to Trey Brown. Now Trey changes his field again. Oh, a crushing block to the left. Trey's at the 50. Trey at the 40, at the 30. Trey Brown at the 20. Back to the 15, to the 10. Trey Brown to the 8-yard line. Union runs the reverse. Landon Wood to Trey Brown, who then reversed his field again and returns it all the way to the 7. It'll be first and goal, Redskins.
We've not seen that play on any punts this year, and Norman North played it absolutely perfectly. They were going to be right in place for Trey Brown to be tackled, and Trey hit the brakes, turned it around backfield, and there was nobody. They're not even supposed to be able to block for him. He had three blockers downfield.
Well, that was a terrific play, and when Trey Brown reverses his field, you know, a lot of times a guy reverses your field, you're yelling no, 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 but when you run as fast as Trey Brown, it's okay.
Yeah, and he actually kind of juked himself out there when trying to avoid the punter, but great return.
First and goal, Union now at the 8-yard line of Norman North. There's the snap, hand inside to Brooks. Smart got room at the 5, but oh, he's dragged down there. It looked like he might break free, but could not quite do it. So he'll get down to around the 5. It'll be a gain of 3, and it'll be second and goal from the 5. Cole Mashburn on the tackle.
And that D-line, they're just tough. They run, they keep your shoulders square, and they make it really difficult for Shamari to kind of squeeze through there.
Second and goal from the 5. Union already up 29-13 with 5:22 to go, third period. They're going to lead left side for Grady Davenport. He gets down to the 5, down to the 4, but there's a flag down. Jay Bob made the tackle. Christian Flannery as well. That flag is thrown where you almost certainly get holding or a block in the back.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably exactly that right there at the outside. And that just hasn't been a superior play this evening for Davenport to run around the outside corner and get something. It's worked decently at other times. It just hasn't been a great play tonight.
Well, normally you want your quarterback to run that zone read play, and that was a straight run. And you're right, it hasn't done much. So they'll mark the ball all the way back to the 16-yard line where it'll be second and goal. That might, you know, that might not be a good thing for Norman North. You give C.J. Moore a little bit of end zone to play with.
Yeah, and we still haven't seen A.K. back in the game tonight, so I'm not sure if Doc ever got anything on A.K. Wilson, but I haven't seen him tonight.
Second down and goal from the 16-yard line. Union trying to change the play. The play clock has not even started. They have all kinds of time because somebody's not paying attention over running the play clock. The game clock hasn't started either. The officials are holding everything up, and I'm not sure why. Well, for one thing, well, no, that's not right. I don't know why they're holding it up. Now they're going to go ahead and run this thing, and Union's ready. Two receivers to the near side. One of those is Jackson. Inside guy is Nichols. There's the snap. Fake inside. Davenport to Nichols. And that ball is going to be incomplete, but that is going to be interference in the end zone. Nichols had beaten Stoops. No, I'm sorry, that's not Stoops. He'd beaten Ben Neighbors. And the only way to stop that from being 6 was to tackle him, and that's exactly what they did. That's interference in the end zone.
That's an outstanding route by Nichols, and I tell you that, that kid is just, he's in the game making great plays at all kinds of times throughout the night. He ran a really deep, late, delayed post route where he beat the hips of the receiver or the defender. And you said it. If he didn't hold him, he would have been wide open for a touchdown.
Oh, that's 6, right. Yeah, Union's going to miss Jared Nichols a lot. That number 9 does not make a lot of flashy 80-yarders, but he makes a lot of first down catches.
Yeah, he's very consistent, like just always there, ready to make a play.
Courtney Holmes is going to check in at the running back spot. Union will have 2 running backs. They make it first down, and no, they're going to say it's second down again. It's going to remain second down, but it'll be now at the 8-yard line, second and goal. Holmes in motion. They fake to him. They're going to throw the middle screen to Shamari Brooks, and he's going to be taken down at the 7. Brooks got nowhere. That's a brilliant play by Norman North. That was Jay Bob who made that play, the linebacker who came in with a lot of tackles to begin with. They fake like they're going to throw it to Courtney on the right side. They go middle screen, and Norman North brings them down. So with 4:45 to play in this third period, it's now third and goal Union from the 8-yard line of Norman North. Redskins up 29-13, trying to add to that lead.
I like that play, though. You don't see Courtney, those two in the game very often. So in order to see that, it's kind of a decoy, and they kind of sniff that out. I like to see maybe throw Shamari out there, fake Shamari and throw back to the tight end.
C.J. Moore comes wide to the right side. The guy on the inside of the mix there is Marco Jackson. Now five on the play clock, and Union's going to have to call a timeout. Boy, they've taken a lot of time to get calls in tonight, and it hasn't really hurt them because they've used their timeouts wisely, but they'll take one here. We will, too. 4:16 to go, third period, 29-13 Union knocking at the door. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. And with Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow. I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Buick GMC Studios. KRMG FS, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Third and goal for the Union Redskins at the 8-yard line of Norman North here in the third period of a game Union leads 29-13. This is the 6A1 state championship. Davenport sends Nichols in motion. Throws left side to C.J. Moore. Makes the catch at the 5. Burst into the end zone. Touchdown, Union Redskins. Norman North Timberwolves scattered along the way. Christian Flannery tried to make the tackle but couldn't do it. It's 35-13.
That's a great job there. Again, they throw out to C.J. and guess who's out there making the block? Shamari Brooks. That guy's out there just doing a great job making plays and helping out.
Norman North has a player down, and there was right there at the point of attack, Union had two guys out there blocking, and they blew up a couple of guys, and wonder if that's one of them who got hurt right there. It is Christian Flannery who is down, or
Jake Simmons, he's saying.
Maybe Jake Simmons. I don't know that it's Simmons. I think it's probably Flannery. Those numbers can be very difficult to read. They are black and green numbers that are outlined in a white color.
Well, there was a pile of guys over in that same area, and anytime we'd have something like that happen, we'd always just say that was shrapnel damage. You don't know what happened to who. It's just a lot of bodies laying around.
Well, we hope the young man is all right, whoever he is. We do know it's 35-13 Union. Now taking a look at it, and boy, they did kind of blow him up out there. It is Flannery who's down, and he was caught in between about four blockers, including Shamari Brooks, who went out and just laid into somebody. Lawrence Harris did as well. Now Flannery is up, and he's walking off, and he's had a terrific night so far tonight.
Yeah, he's played well, and it's always good to see somebody come off on their own power. So he's taking his helmet off, but he's taking a little breather there. He took some heat.
Let's go down to Doc Blevins. You know, A.K. Wilson started this game, had a catch, had a run, but we haven't seen him in a long time. Doc, what's up?
Took a blow to the head, and he will not be back in tonight. Also, Kyrie will not be back in tonight.
I appreciate the update right there. That is important to know on A.K., but, you know, he's only a junior. It's important to protect him, important to protect kids' heads no matter what. Looks like Union may go for two here. Shamari Brooks is on the field.
But they missed two field goals or extra points.
They missed two extra points early on, and they are going to go for two. Davenport brings them up. Two tight receivers on either side. Brooks is the running back. Davenport with the snap. Backs, throws left side. That ball is caught by C.J. Moore for two, and it's 37-13. So Union got back the extra point, at least one of them. 4:11 to play here in third period, starting to rebel assault in the wound. 37-13, Union over Norman North. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bowl & Branch. If you're driving to the mall, turn around. Make it easy on yourself. Give your loved ones what they really want but rarely get, a perfect night's sleep with a set of Bowl & Branch sheets. Bowl & Branch sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and are incredibly soft and comfortable. And because we only sell online at bowlandbranch.com, they cost less than half of what you'd pay for luxury linens at the store. We take care of everything. Shipping is free and our sheets arrive beautifully packaged in our signature box. No gift wrapping needed. We have thousands of 5-star reviews and even 3 U.S. presidents sleep on Bowl & Branch. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to bowlandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. $50 off at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The 6A1 state championship game right now, all Union Redskins. They score in a three-play, 8-yard drive. It took them a minute 34. C.J. Moore's catch from Davenport, plus he catches the two-point conversion. It's now 37-13 with 4:11 to go here in the third period. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and the entire Johns family. Well, that's not true. Karen's not here. But we're close to almost the entire family, and Chloe's not here either. Kickoff goes to the 5-yard line, taken by Stoops there at the 10-yard line. Now tries to cut back. He does it at the 15. He is tracked down around the 13-yard line, and it was Starks that did it. Union kind of playing like somebody tossed a pork chop into a big old dog pen right now. And Norman North will have it at their own 18-yard line after a very crisp first drive for a touchdown. Union able to get Norman North off the field, and they come back and score, and now momentum switching back to the guys in the white uniforms. Let's see how it goes defensively.
Yeah, that's a big, big point swing there. They really need to put something on the board the last couple drives, and they have. And I thought it looked like they might stall out there, but that touchdown's going to be, that's going to make it big.
Eight from their 18-yard line, first and 10, Norman North. Two receivers here to the near side. That's to the left side. One of those is Stoops. Mark Watt has the snap. He's going to hand inside, and that ball is going to go nowhere. Dalen Alexander might have gotten a half yard. Kyrie Fisher tosses him out of there like a rag doll. That'll be the tackle for about a half-yard gain. It'll be second down and 9.
Quick update, Bixby 36, Lawton 25. So.
Wow, and that was a 25-14 game at one time, so Bixby's exploded. Good for Lauren Montgomery in that Bixby program. If they win, it'll be their third straight.
It's going to be a second down and 10. Good tackle there by Kyrie. Kyrie is having a career night as well. A couple sacks, a whole bunch of tackles.
We will call it second down and 10. The ball remains around the 18-yard line for Norman North. Marquardt has the snap. He's back. Here comes pressure. Marquardt running to his right. Spicer is chasing him. He gets upfield to the 20, 25. He's going to get the first down. Marquardt goes across the 29-yard line before Corey Piercy dragged him down. So he's going to get 11 and the first down, but there was nobody open. 3:18 to go here, third period. 37-13 Union. North now first and 10 at their own 29.
Yeah, Spicer was out there spying on him. He didn't have anywhere to go, and Spicer just wasn't able to make a play right by him.
Two receivers to the near side. That's the left side. One of those, again, is Kohler. They're going to fake and throw quickly to Stoops, who makes the catch at the 28-yard line, and he is dragged down right away. Drake Stoops got nothing. Trey Brown was there. Raphael Williams was there. Fisher was there. Darius Thornton ran out and jumped in on it. He got about 3. We'll call it second down and 7, but boy, Union has just clamped down on Drake Stoops tonight.
They have, and they really teamed him up last time with Trey Brown, and tonight they've got Trey Brown coming and then a spy over the top, so Ralphie's keeping an eye on him as well.
19 on the play clock as Norman North quickly approaches the line of scrimmage at their own 32, second down and 8. We'll call it 7, actually. They need the 39. Marquardt steps up. Back to throw. Again, here comes pressure. Marquardt throws, and that's going to be way overthrown as he goes down. Thornton and Roth Williams just met at the quarterback and sandwiched him. It's going to be third down and 7, and Marquardt had to feel that one, although he's a big kid. He's 6'1", 90.
And he's tough. He's been moving around the pocket, taking shots, and he's continuing to drive on, but that one had to hurt. He kind of did a little jump pass. And Ralphie hit him from the back, and Thornton just absolutely splashed him.
Well, you know, for a team that's behind like this, they're taking a lot of time calling plays. 11 on the play clock, they'll approach the ball at the 32, their own 32. Second down, or third down, pardon me, and 7. They need the 39. Marquardt back. Here comes the pressure. He's running, throwing. That ball is going to be incomplete as he is chased out of the pocket. He was trying to go, I think, to Klein again, and he could not get it to him. That's going to be incomplete. It's going to be a big fourth down and 7, and now Norman North may have a decision to make.
Well, great pressure again by Bacek there. He went down deep in the pocket and was just chasing right after him, so he didn't have enough time to make a play on it.
Now, the last time they lined up like this, they just went ahead and pooch kicked this thing. Marquardt's going to line up around the 25 and pooch kick it again. No one back for Union, so it's going to hit right about the 25. Bounce inside the 20, inside the 15. It's a great weapon for Norman North. And he is really good at it. So it's going to be killed around the 12-yard line, and that's where Union will take it with 2:11 to go here in this third period. Union up 37-13. We'll take a break. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
H.A. Chapman Stadium deciding the 6A1 state championship game. The Redskins of Union leading 37-13 over Norman North. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins down on the field. And Zach, you were just telling me Coach Blankenship, Bill Blankenship, who used to coach right here at Union and right here at the University of Tulsa, is winning his game over in Arkansas.
Yeah, Doc's been keeping us up on the score, but I just got the update there. It's 40-19, so they're up pretty big over there. Making a big win in that state championship, or state, you know, that's the same thing like
playoff,
here.
Right, yeah. Yeah, good job for Bill and his guys. Union takes it first and 10 now at their own 14-yard line. Actually, I think it's the 13-yard line. Davenport puts one man in motion. Going to hand the ball off to Shamari Brooks. Shamari breaks to the outside at the 15. Shamari room at the 20. Cuts back to the 25. Shamari Brooks up to the 29-yard line before Flannery pushes him out of bounds. That's a gain of 15 and a first down for Union. Now at their own 29.
A little extra credit there to Flannery. He got beat originally and came back and actually made the tackle. So he didn't quit, but great run by Shamari.
Three receivers, now two of those set to the far side. That's the left side. C.J. Moore is one. They're going to hand off once again to Shamari Brooks. And, oh, he can't quite get to the hole. He got past the 30, but a hole opened up there, and Shamari stumbled before he got to it. Cole Mashburn was able to get him down. If he hits that hole, that might be a different story.
Well, this is that run that was really working against Jinx, and they pulled those two from the left side. They're running Peters and Hoopengardner, two big dudes to run behind.
Second down, we'll call it 8. Now they marked him at the 31-yard line for Union. Nearing the end of the third period, Redskins up 37-13. Going to hand inside to Brooks again, and boy, tough sledding. He didn't get much. He pushed forward to about the 32-yard line. Gage Johnson, all 5'11", 295 pounds of him, and I think the 295 is maybe a biscuit short.
What do you say about he's short?
You know, I think, no, the biscuit is short. It plugs the hole. It's going to be third down, and we're going to go ahead and call it 8. They're going to lead right at the 32, and they're going to need right at the 40. Union's going to take their time. Two receivers left side. One of those is Moore. He's had a great night. Lawrence Harris is in the slot to the near side. Two receivers as well, including Jackson and Nichols. Snap back. Davenport looking to throw, and that's going to go to C.J. Moore, but well over his head. C.J. never really turned around. Isaac Stoops on the coverage, and it'll be fourth down, and Union will kick it away from their own 29-yard line.
That's a quick set of downs, and that's not what you want to see. You saw Shamari break loose and really felt like that momentum might get him somewhere. But that Norman D-line, you know, we can't take anything away from it. We get so comfortable watching Union just drive down the field and score, drive and score. They're tough. You know, we got to give them some credit. And they made some tough stops tonight.
So actually, pardon me, Union kicking from their own 32-yard line. Farquhar on again, had a terrific kick. That ball has bounced off the turf, and Farquhar picks it up, and he is tackled at the 27-yard line. That ball bounced back to Farquhar. He had to go to a knee to pick it up. I'm surprised they didn't call him down right there, but they didn't. It's an athletic play to pick it up, but he could not escape. And so for the second time tonight on a punt, Union's going to turn it over. Once they tried the fake and didn't get anything out of it, here it's just a bad snap. And so Norman North will take the ball at the 26-yard line of Union.
We'd like that to be a position change where you put the ball on the other side of the 50. And just like a turnover, that comes back to him, and it's probably going to give him a lot deeper percentage, or, you know, ball position that they'd like to.
At the 26 of Union, trailing by a score of 37-13, 48 seconds to go here in this third period. Norman North takes it again. Mark Wad with two receivers to his right. One of those guys is Kohler, and Union steps offside. Kyrie Fisher was going to come on the blitz, and, I mean, he was already two steps into Norman North's backfield. That'll cost Union 5. It'll move it to the 21, and it'll be 1st and 5.
Well, Kyrie's getting after that. He's, like I said, he's having a career night. He's got a little energy behind him, and he wants to go get another sack, but always got to be smart.
So 1st and 5 now at the 21-yard line of Union. Norman North again with two receivers right. Alexander, the setback, just to the right of Marquardt. Brandon Marquardt, Ohio State commit. This young man can play. 6'1", 190-pound senior. He runs to the line of scrimmage, changes the play. Now there's the snap. He's going to hand it off inside to Alexander, and he's got a decent little hole up to around the 16. He may have the first down.
Yeah, he wiggled his wiggled right up in there for just a few.
Raphael Williams made the tackle, but not before he did make the first down. So as we near the end of this third period, Norman North could make it a little more interesting. It's 37-13 Union. The Redskins need to hold on. They run in some of the beef, including Big Lee Barnes here at the nose guard position.
It's either Taylor Baker or Ricky Stromberg.
Yeah, I think that is, I think it's Baker, the big defensive lineman in there, but it could be Ricky Stromberg. Who knows? So it's going to be first down and 10 now at the 16-yard line of Union for Norman North. And they're going to call a timeout. That's really interesting. The play clock was just maybe just under the 16 that's remaining on the game clock. And now Norman North uses one of their timeouts. And I'm a little surprised by that. You would think that you'd either just let it go on to the period.
Well, you've got short time on the clock. You've got your end zone that you're going into. It doesn't matter with the win, but
yeah,
I think
no
that
win.
When they brought those D linemen in, they just had the wrong play call and had to call it.
Yep, so they do. They call the timeout, so here's where we stand. 37-13 Union, 16 seconds to go here in the third period. Been a long game. The halftime extended a little bit. The first quarter, 45 minutes. And it's going to be a first down and 10 for Norman North at Union's 16-yard line. The Redskins tried to punt it away. The snap was short. Farquhar could not get out of the grips of the Norman North defense, and he was taken down around the 27-yard line. And they jump off sides, Union does, and then a run down to the 21 or the 16, and that's where we are right now. Klein will go wide to the right side. That's the far side of the field. Stoops wide over there as well. Kohler, the single guy to the left, and J.T. McLeod has coverage over here. So Kohler, who's around 6'5", and now Union's going to shift into a zone behind us, so they'll be helped back there. Marquardt with the snap. Here comes pressure. Throws middle of the field to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. That was Drake Stoops who made the really nice catch on a little skinny post. Patrick Fields on the coverage, but that's why Norman North called the timeout. They wanted to get their play in, and they do, and it's now 37-19.
Yeah, that's a good timeout for him to take. I don't think that they had that play called. And that's just a 15-yard dig route, and he just planted his foot right at the goal line. And you've got to know, too, as a defender, he's not going to run a post on you. He's not going to run by you, but he planted his foot right at the goal line, and the ball was right at his shoulders when he turned around.
That's a nice throw. It's a nice route right there by Norman North, and it looks like they may stay on and go for two here as well. Both teams have had their challenges tonight with extra points, and they will. They're going to send three receivers out to the far side, the right side. Colin Klein is the outside guy. Kohler's the middle guy, and Stoops the inside guy. Now Alexander shifts to the right. Marquardt with the snap. Rolls to his right. He's going to have to hurry. Throws back to the middle, and it's caught by Kohler. So the two-point conversion is good, and it's now 37-21, and things get a bit more interesting. 11 seconds to go here in the third period, and Norman North will onside kick again. That'll happen next on KRMG.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is a result of our tremendous commitment to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
At H.A. Chapman Stadium, the game drawing closer. Union leading 37-21 over Norman North with 11 seconds to go here in this third period. Norman North, a two-play 16-yard drive that took 50 seconds. Drake Stoops, 16-yard catch for Marquardt. The extra point, the two-point conversion is good to Kohler, and that's how we stand now. A 16-point game, 37-21. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levins, and the Johns family here at H.A. Chapman Stadium in the 6A1 title game. Once again, set to kick off onside is Norman North. Both kickers, that is Will Height and Musgrove, are standing ready to kick the ball. Just depends on which side they decide to kick it onside to. Now they approach. They're going to kick it near side. Union drops it, and then jumps on top of it. That ball looked like it may go out of bounds once again, but it did not. Instead, Jack Sistek tried to jump on top of it, dropped it initially, but then he was able to get back on top of it, and it's Union's football. That could have been an even bigger momentum change.
Yeah, and Jack's the guy that's on, he's behind Landon Wood in punt return, so he's not the guy that doesn't have great hands, but he kind of let that one slip a little bit too far out of his grasp and just about gave it up.
And Jack has returned punts, so we know he can catch the ball. Now this Norman North crowd getting a little fired up, knowing that if they can make something happen here, it's a ball game. First and 10 Union at their own 38-yard line. And if the Redskins get a touchdown in a drive like this, they can get some momentum again. Hand off inside to Brooks. He bounces out to the right side. Shamari, there's a flag down. Gets down to the 43-yard line. But that flag is laying right where we should probably see holding called. A Union player is down, too, getting up a little slowly.
Elwood Tomlin just holding his arm.
I'm not sure that's his arm he's holding. I think it's where he's holding his arm. That's a bit of a key, my friend. Yes, sir. We'll just leave it at that. With 2 seconds to go in the third period, that's likely going to be a holding call against Union. Elwood doing a little holding of his own right now. That's about as descriptive as we can be.
Which way are they marking this thing?
It's going to go against backwards? The Redskins. Yeah, the official's just going to talk a little bit. Yep, holding against Union, so that will take the ball. I think they should mark this right about the 30, and they will. They'll come near hash mark at the 30 with 2 seconds to go on the clock here in the third period. Union will be stuck with a first down and 20, not what you wanted in a drive that's going to be important.
See, and in Norman, they declined that play and would go second and 10, so they know they're feeling the pressure a little bit more.
Union will go with, now they go ahead and they roll the clock, and that will end the third period. So, we are finally to the fourth quarter of what has been a long and unusual game, but so far so good for the Redskins. Union leading 37-21. This is Redskins football. Fourth quarter next on KRMG.